People lived and worked on the canal, transporting the coal and lime up and down using horse-drawn boats. The work was hard with long hours, tough physical labour, and work was all year in all weather. When the boats came to a bridge or tunnel, the horse would no longer be able to pull it along the towpath.
The men would lie on their backs on a plank, placing their feet on the walls of the tunnel to move the boat along. This was called legging and was a very dangerous activity.
The families of the workers sometimes lived on the boats too. The women and children helped with some of the chores, including looking after the horses and leading them along the canal.
But where would the children on the canal go to school? After the 1920 boat children education act, children had to go to school for at least 200 days in a year. Some were taught on land, but some schools also opened on boats in stopping places along the canal.
The school teacher blew a special horn so that the children would hear it and know that it was time to go to school. The school was usually an old canal barge which was not in use anymore.
The teachers would not know how many children they would have to teach from day to day as the families moved from place to place.
People were worried about the lack of education. Children were getting, and a report in the 1930s was written highlighting the problems with boat schools. As the boats were always moving, children were only going to school every so often and not getting a proper education.
The report also stated that schools could not afford the staff to chase the boats about to get the children into school. This led to a campaign to stop children living on boats altogether.